Hey, creamies, what do you know?
You know, the Big Fatty voicemail one I find myself singing all the time.
Oh.
That you're amming it up with Big Fatty one.
Oh, yeah. No.
By John Michael Haas.
And Papa?
Your mom, what?
Haas and Papa.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online!
The Big Fatty voicemail one I find myself singing all the time.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 820 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 23rd of March 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Well, couple of you answered the call, so to speak. So we've got voice letters. Yes, Big Fat. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, let me just tell you. Let me tell you, y'all, I have a couple of things here. Couple of things. Y'all, Sunday night and Monday night, Big Fatty did not sleep worth a shit. No, Big Fatty, you just tossed and turned and didn't sleep worth a tinker's damn. And y'all, right now I can barely keep my eyes open, but when the show is completed, y'all, I have to stay awake. Because y'all, I've got to go out to the Aeropuerto, which of course, as we all know, is Mexican for, say it with me, Aeropuerto. I've got to go out there and pick Larry Klei up. And y'all, he is flying that Southwest. His flight was due in at 9:20 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I checked earlier this afternoon, it had already been delayed. So y'all, God only knows when he'll ever get in. So anyway, he's supposed to call me when he hits the tarmac. And y'all, I'll probably be on the phone with the electric blanket talking. And you won't be able to take the call or something. But anyway. But, y'all, that is the Kentucky Fried Chicken Fingers and the Potato Wedges. And, y'all, I've got to tell you, I got the three fingers and the large potato wedges. And, y'all, it is not sitting well. It is just not sitting well. I'm telling you, it's the grease, y'all. I just can't do it anymore. I just cannot do the greasy food anymore. But I love it. I do love it indeed. But anyway, but y'all, I've got it coming out both ends. In fact, in the dear gosh, Big Fatty, you did that here in the studio. Oh God. I did it. I always like to run to the closet we always left the light on because it pissed the skull off. I always like to run in the closet to purse my sphincter. My sphincter purse. Oh, poor Big Fatty. But y'all, I didn't quite make it, and it happened right at the copier. It was Volca. Y'all, it was more of a fart crowning, but anyway, we'll call it sphincter pursing. Yes. But anyway, y'all, before I forget, like I did yesterday, here's the bacon calendar. Wow, apologizing really makes me hungry. Can I have some of this bacon? And y'all, that, you know who said that? Of course you do. That was Susan from Suddenly Susan, y'all. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then for today, it is believed the Chinese were the first to salt and preserve pork belly as early as 1500 BC. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. Now, y'all, I don't know if you know this or not, but there are theologians, and I'm not going to get into a discussion on theology today, or religion or anything like that. But y'all, it is all over. It is all over the intertubes. I have to give it some sense of possibility, we'll say. A sense of possibility. Because, y'all, the stars are just aligning. I'm telling you. Y'all, on many places, the theologians say that Judgment Day will be May the 21st, 2011, y'all, May 21st. And then the end of the world will come 5 months later on October the 21st, 2011. Now, y'all, whether you believe this or not, Lord, y'all, I have to give it some credence because, y'all, the night before the Judgment Day, y'all, the night before that, I will be in Walnut Hills, and I have been invited to the home of J. Myron and Conscience. And Esmeralda and...
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
I have been invited to the Walnut Hills Mansion, y'all, which was experienced the Great Flood. The Great Flood of 2011. I don't know if you saw the video or not, but y'all, is video evidence of this over at the Sea Hags www, y'all. But let me just tell you, I have been invited there the evening of the 20th. And y'all, it should all of this come true, and Judgment Day is indeed the 21st, then two things will become very, very obvious, y'all. Number one, the meet and greet at on the 21st will probably be canceled. Number two, and boy is it number two, but y'all, it means that on the 20th in the Walnut Hills Mansion, Big Fatty will be participating in the Last Supper.
Dear gushy Big Fatty, the end is near. It's got to be true. Oh, the end is near.
Y'all, it's too funny. It's too funny that if it all is indeed true, then that will be the Last Supper.
Big Fatty, the orchestra is warming up. We need to let Jay the Heart Cub know so he can get ready to start singing. Oh, dear gussy. Jay, get ready. Here we go.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ramble. Just want to leave you a quick message. I want to let you know that you might have a listener in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Yesterday I was at this store and I was looking for this certain thing for the iPhone, like a case for when you exercise, because I know you're looking for one. And anyway, I was looking at it and it said it was $29.99. And I went up to the scanner and it says it came up $31.99. I thought that was really strange. And then I remembered that I have this iPhone app called Red Laser, and what you do is you scan the barcode, and what it does is it'll tell you what the best price for that item is. So I was looking at it, and then I went up to the lady, and I said, hey, I just want to let you know that this is coming up $29.99, but when you scan it, it comes up like 31 something. And she goes, oh, we'll have to get that fixed. And I said, okay. And the weird thing is I can find the exact same thing for half the price. And then I was looking up the shipping, and so it had been $14.99 for the item, and then it says the shipping would have been $7. And I told this to the woman, and she goes, that's how they get you when you buy things online. And I just thought, that's a big Saudi-ism. And so I had to call to tell you. So there's a lady that's in Fort Wayne that obviously listens to your show. So I had to call and share it. So I hope you're doing good, and I hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye. Y'all, that is the Ramble Reedy.
Ramble Redhead. And y'all, who knew that there is that Lorena the Lurker is out there in Fort Wayne, Indiana? And Lorena, you need to get on the horn. You need to get on the horn with Big Fatty. And y'all, in fact, if that story about the day of the rapture isn't enough to get some of you on the voice letters into the BFO, I don't. There's nothing. No, Big Fatty, there's nothing out there you can say that'll get them on there unless you say, congratulations, you're the number one fan.
Well, hey there, Big Fatty. This is Joe in Dallas, your number one fan. Just calling to say a little something about your quiz programs this week. Just finished watching Dancing with the Stars and thought I'd give you a little insight here and there. Dancing with the Stars just proved, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that sadly not all black people have rhythm. And as much as I love my Wendy Williams, it's so embarrassing. So embarrassing. But maybe, just maybe, her girls were the reason that she was thrown off balance, because they were kind of lifted and hefted and really quite unbalanced. So, yeah, but somehow I think that she will make it through at least 2 weeks, just because that this jockey guy is probably going to be the first to go. So, looking forward to hearing what you got to say about it, and I love the show. Talk to you soon. And I'm trying to call a little more often as your number one fan so that I do actually fulfill my responsibilities. Talk to you soon.
Y'all, that is indeed the number one fan of the BFO for 2011. Y'all, that is Joe in Dallas. And y'all, he is exactly right. He is exactly right. He put out a Twitty last night saying, oh, the Wendy Williams was horrible and the Kirstie Alley was very impressive. And y'all, it's true. Kirstie Alley, she was a heifer. Don't get me wrong. She was a heifer. But y'all, the girl moved it, and she couldn't talk when it was over because she was so out of breath. But y'all, I'm telling you, Maxim is her partner. Maxim, he got things moving on her that, you know, yes, Big Fatty, we got it. And y'all, and Wendy Williams, y'all, Joe's exactly right. Her bazooms were so up in her face. Y'all, she's the only person that couldn't see her feet last night. And y'all, it's too bad that the judges could see them, because y'all, she didn't do a damn thing. She just kind of walked. Y'all, that Buzz Aldrin a couple of seasons ago, y'all, he walked around the stage better than she did. I mean, y'all, it was just pathetic. It was pathetic. And I hope she gets better. And y'all, the thing that gets me about her is that she is on television. So, you know, the lights and the cameras, the glit and the glamour should not be affecting her. Unlike who was that? That Octomom that was on there. She'd never been on the TV machine or whatever. And I mean, yes, Big Freddy, we got it now. Please, for the love of God, please move forward.
Hey, Big Fatty. I love your new voice letter line incoming message, whatever it is. That's like totally fitting for April Fool's Day. I almost hung up when you said that you reached a number that was disconnected or whatever. So everyone should call it so they can hear your message on there. It's new and improved and funny. Expect a pocket dial tomorrow. Usually if I talk to someone on my cellular telephonic device today, I pocket dial them on my way to work the following day. It'll be 6:30 a.m. Central Time. How's it going? And let me see. What was I calling for? What the heck? Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was calling to talk to Larry. And Larry, I told you the other day something that the person who works here had done. And she just came in and said to me, yesterday it was my daughter's glasses. She needed me to bring her spare glasses to work. And today it's my tooth. She follows up by lifting up her lip and showing me a rotten tooth. Okay, so she shows me her tooth and then goes on to say that she is going to hell in a handbasket. And she hates the dentist, and all I can think is the feeling is probably mutual. Anyway, Larry, help me. Get me out of here. All right, well, goodbye, Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Miss Kathy Bacon. Miss Kathy Bacon from out there in the South Dakotas. And y'all, yet another clue for the rapture. Y'all, the going to the dentist and hell in a handbasket, all used in the same sentence. Y'all, you know how those dentists are, you know. And so you just got to be careful of those dentists. You know that's how they get you. But and y'all, Scotty, the little Ozzy Battler was having some sort of dental calamity. Also, y'all. Perhaps that is another sign of the rapture with all kinds of dental calamity. I don't know, Big Freddy, but perhaps we could go to someplace nice like that Hawaii.
Hey, Big Freddy, it's Kyle from Hawaii. Just was thinking about you. It's been a couple, three weeks since I called, and I thought I'd finally call now. I've been busy, boy. I haven't had time to make any calls. Anyway, I'm calling now. Partly because I had a very strange dream last night involving you. And it was a touching yourself inappropriately dream, let's just say that. And I don't know if it was because I was downloading Big Fatty episodes and Little Fatty Cast episodes before I went to bed, or the heavy workout and the sleepy time tea I took. Could have been that, or maybe I've agreed to not touch myself inappropriately until the weekend when I get together with a certain someone I care deeply for. I don't know what it is, but I had a erotic dream with you in it. I thought I'd call you and tell you about it. Feel free to not play it on the show. But in any event, I've been thinking about you, and I hope you're doing well. I love the show. It gives me tons of laughs, and I love the Volga. So keep it up.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Gussie, Kyle, I didn't realize you didn't want... Well, I don't think he minded me playing it, but he said, feel free to not play it on the show, as opposed to, don't! No, don't play it on the show! Kyle, you are not the only listener to the BFO that has had dreams about about sexual experiences with Big Fatty. I won't mention any names, but... someone who may be preparing the Last Supper wanted to sit on Big Fatty's balls one time, I believe.
The Big Fatty voicemail when I find myself singing all the time.
Oh, when he sat on your balls, you sure did let out a soprano sound.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.